You are listening to episode 837 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. Welcome. I honor you for being here, for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth as you get ready to go into your own meditation. And I also do one other thing that's new on the podcast here. I share one tip for you every day to create your own meditation lifestyle. And I do that by focusing on one important aspect of your life that makes all the difference in the quality of your life. So every Sunday, we focus on reflecting on the past week, kind of laying to rest the previous week and thinking about the upcoming week. And that's the day we launch into a brand new theme every single week that we explore for 7 days, one whole week. And then on Monday, I share a mindset technique using an affirmation as you go into your meditation. And every Tuesday, that is for today's meditation, this is being recorded on a Tuesday, I share a breathing technique to help you support a healthy body. So Monday is always a mindset. Tuesday is a focus on your body, where you do something good for your body, whether that's working out or whether that's incorporating a bath or some other kind of relaxing ritual that you might do every Tuesday, something you can look forward to. And you weave this into your life because I share the same theme for each day every single week. So pretty soon you just start to weave these into your life. And it is a beautiful way to help support a meditation lifestyle. Well, today I'll be offering you some meditation inspiration, just a little inspiration to get you in the mood to meditate. So I would love for you to listen to the theme of the day, listen to the technique that I share and the focus. Today it's on your body, a healthy body. And then you sit down and meditate and take this into your own meditation, exploring your inner silence. Now, I do offer fully guided meditations, customized every single day. So today I shared a fully customized breathing technique that I'll be sharing the technique with you here and then have you do it on your own. Well, if you ever want to be guided, you can certainly join a subscription. It's a monthly subscription service where every single week you're delivered a week's worth of guided meditations customized around the weekly theme. Everything's the same except for I guide you into a full meditation and play the music extra long so you can meditate for as long as you want. And to do that, you can go to my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And it is roughly 50 cents a meditation. So I hope you go over there and take a look if you would like to be guided through the meditations. Well, I want to leave the meditation inspiration for you today. So before I share the technique, I want to share a tip for you as you focus on your body health. Consider how you approach your physical health. For many people, that means what you eat and how you move your body each day. And it can feel like this is a chore sometimes, especially if you're trying to improve the way you eat or how you treat your body, if you exercise or you don't exercise. And I think that it's very easy to become really hard on yourself. And when you do focus and think, okay, I'm going to lose some weight or I am going to work out, it's easy to overdo it or to set up some unrealistic expectations that you can't help but fail because you may be jumping into something that you're not quite ready for or set up for in your life that doesn't actually work with your lifestyle. And I just see so many people, I'm sure it's an epidemic, many people have said it, especially in the United States where I live, where people really feel dissatisfied with how they look, how their body looks, and the way they're eating. You may feel like you're not eating the right foods, and it's can be very stressful not knowing how to eat or what to do or if you're working out correctly. And I listened to a couple weeks ago a podcast by a very popular person named Tim Ferriss. Many of you I know listen to him. And he's basically a hacker. He's more than that, but he likes to share ways to make all these things we should do for ourselves simple and so that you can enjoy your life. Well, he interviewed someone named, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Pavel Satsulin. And he is a Russian strength training professional who trained a lot of at that time, the Soviet Special Forces. I'm not sure if that's what they're called, but I think you know what I mean. And he's really an expert in his field. And I love the way that he approaches a workout. I happened to order some of his books after I listened to the podcast episode because I was so intrigued. And he talks about how in Russia, when you work out, it's not called a workout, first of all. It's called more of a training session or a lesson. And you go and you learn. You listen to your body. You don't work out in a fancy gym wearing expensive shoes. In fact, he recommends you work out barefooted and you don't use gloves. He's a strength training, weightlifting expert. He's actually often referred to as the father of the kettlebell, so you might have heard him from that. He really just recommends keeping it pretty simple, and I thought that was a really great attitude to have. I share the same philosophy when it comes to meditation, but I thought it was a great philosophy to apply to the way you eat and the way you move your body, what you do for fitness. If you think about all the time and effort it can take to prepare food and to exercise and work out, it's so much easier if you can consider ways to weave these rituals. We have to eat and we end up moving our body every day if we're walking anywhere. If we can weave different forms of fitness and nutrition into our days, this makes it so much more enjoyable and the long-term results are much better. It's the same way with meditation. I always say, make your meditation ritual a little rough around the edges so that you don't feel intimidated by it. You don't feel like, oh, I need to have all this quiet space. I need to have a beautiful area. Many people I see that really focus on that don't end up meditating. In fact, I'll often talk to them and they'll say, oh, I'm going through a rough time in my life, so I'm not able to meditate. I need to wait until things settle down, then I'll meditate. You may approach your nutrition and your fitness the same way, but the truth is that if you take whatever ritual you want to incorporate in your life and take it with you when the rubber hits the road, take it with you into the most stressful moments of your day, I think you will find you have much more success. So my challenge for you this week, I always issue a weekly challenge, is to weave these rituals into your day in a natural way, not in a way where you force yourself or you fake it until you make it, in a way where you naturally incorporate meditation, moving your body, and eating in a way that's enjoyable to you. So you can take away the guilt and the pressure that you may have on yourself to accommodate to some kind of diet or fitness program or meditation ritual that just isn't going to work out. I'd rather see you happy and just making it work for you the best way that you can. So consider this as you go into your meditation. So the breathing technique I'd like you to try is a breathing technique that can calm your mind and body instantly. And I encourage you to breathe at a pace that's right for you. So this is a breathing technique where you inhale to the count of six, you hold your breath to the count of eight, and then you exhale to the count of six. And you do this breathing technique four times. Now, you may find that inhaling to the count of six and holding your breath for the count of eight and exhaling to the count of six is a little bit tough, especially if you're not used to breathing deeply. In that case, just create a pace that's right for you. Maybe just inhale to the count of three, hold four, five, and then exhale to three again, and just do it twice. Whatever works for you is what is going to give you the best results. But I encourage you also to try to work up to this 6-8-6-4 breathing technique. So try to inhale to the count of six comfortably and hold your breath comfortably for the count of eight, exhale comfortably to the count of six, and repeat it four times. So this is what I encourage you to do. Go into your meditation right now. Do this breathing technique and see how it works for you. Let us know in the free private Facebook group over at sipandom.com. You can go to my Facebook page at Sip and Om and send me a message, and I'll gladly add you to this group. We're a group of meditators from around the world, and we share inspiration, ask questions, and I always put up a weekly challenge. So I encourage you to join us there. You can also find that on my website at Sip and Om for in any of the resources section for the different series I share. Again, go ahead and guide yourself into a meditation using a breathing technique, the 6-8-6 breathing technique. Do it four times. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.